So we're going to start now, with Hashem's help. We're going to hold him down, the Chaf Amud Aleph, Selches Makas Chaf Amud Aleph, 28. So let's go back a little bit to the Gemara we were dealing with yesterday. Let's see the bottom line on that Chaf Amud Aleph. So what did we say in the Gemara originally, in the beginning of the Gemara? We spoke about if someone does four or five foldings at one time, halacha is their chayav five makas. So now the Gemara now is trying to understand what's this case. Right, what's this case exactly of four or five folding? What was the scenario? Let's see the bottom line in the Gemara. Hani dalad vehe krichas hechidan. What's this case that he made four or five foldings? Eleven bezachar zeh. If you say the case was that it was this after this one, right? If you say, what's the case over here? What's the case of four or five buildings? We're giving you five months. What's the scenario? Elim, if you say bizach or zeh, if you say it was one after another, meaning he did one building after another, or on the grief of a dead person, ube chamesh asaretz, and there were five warnings. So pshita, that's simple, that you should get five malchus. What happened? The guy, he starts shaving his head a little bit. He does, let's say, one shear. Someone warns him before he does it, don't do that. And he does it. Then he stops. And a person warns him again. He tells him, don't do that, don't bald yourself. It's an issur d'oraisa, you're going to get malchus. He does it again. So of course, it's simple, he gets five malchus. He did five baldings. Of course, you get five malchus. Let's see now, turn the page to the Chafam HaBeis. Ella, b'chad asra, rather, it was with we got warned one time before he started balding his head. Someone told him, "Don't do it. It's issur d'oraisa to bald your head on a dead body." So mi mechayev? Is he chayev five times? So we say, what's the case? If he was warned five times,
for sure he gets five.
For sure he gets five. If he was warned one time,
I'm taking
five. If he was warned one time, don't do it. Then he should get one, even if it was one, I'm making five. He only got one warning. It's a little more complicated. Let's say he got warned on one. So then, he should only get one, he should only get one malchus. Like we see, because we're saying, it wasn't Gemara Seyata. El b'chadas, rather it was one warning. So, mi mechayev, are you chayev five malchus? Fatnam, but we learned that in Mishnah, in Nazir, what does it say? Let's say you have a Nazir. We know a Nazir, one of the things he's not allowed to do is he's not allowed to drink wine. So Nazir, should I say, yeah, let's say you have a Nazir. Who is drinking wine? Kalayan. He drank wine the whole day. Ain't a chayv ala achas. You only chayv one time. A Nazir in the morning, someone, he got warned, don't drink wine, you're a Nazir. Someone sees him with a bottle of wine. He says, don't drink that wine, you're a Nazir. You're going to get malchus if you drink that wine. And that's all. The person leaves and he keeps on drinking the whole day. Wine. You only got one warning. You got one malchus. Amar lo, if they say to him, al tishta, al tishta. Let's say they say to him, they warn him, they tell him, don't drink, don't drink. V'hushais, and he drinks. Chayv al kal achad achas. He's chayv, and everyone, every time before he drinks, they tell him, don't drink. He drinks again. Don't drink. If he drinks, he's chayv, and every time. So what's our scenario? If we warned him once, you get one malchus. We warned him five times, you get five malchus. What's our whole Gemara saying? Our Gemara said, you would think you get one malchus. Come the chiddush, no, you really get five. What's our scenario? You would think you get one, you really get five. What's the scenario over here? So what's the Gemara saying? So what's the Gemara saying? What's the case? The Gemara wants to know, what's the case over here? Gemara wants to know, what's the case? What's the scenario? So what's the Gemara answer? Like tricha, we don't need it. Only to tell me the following chiddush. Tesach chamesh etzbaisa. He anointed five fingers. Nasha, with this, nasha, with this poison that kills the hair, kills the roots of the hair. Which we see when we have chiddush, that's considered bald. He's not only shaving it off, also putting sam, also putting some type of poison, some type of cream, could also make a person get the issur d'oraisa from balding. Va'isfinu, and he sat there, he placed the basachas, so he stuck his five fingers into a tub of some type of poison, some type of cream. He went, he put it on his head like this. He got five spots on his head now. Five separate spots on his head. So what's the chiddush? Even though he only got one asra, he got one warning, the chiddush is he's going to get 5 malchus. Why? To havile it was to him hasra al chol chad v'chado. We're considering this to be a warning on every single one. So what happened over here? Really, he got one warning. Mm-hmm. Usually, you get one warning. What happens? You get malchus. However, here he got one warning, and immediately he did this thing 5 times. So on this we're saying, you would think you only get 1 malchus. Kamash malon, the extra word, karcha, leikuku karcha, to tell me in such a scenario, you'll get multiple lavin, you'll get, be able to get 5, and get, you'll get 5 malchus. So that's the Gemara's chiddush. Now we understand what the Gemara's chiddush was.
Warning that he gives them doesn't have to be you're going to get chayv multiple times.
Correct.
The warning can be you're going to get chayv malchus.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's the chiddush.
That's the chiddush.
That's the like, Karka teaches me that each year it's possible to get 5, even though I only got 1 hasra. Let's see Rashi, the second narrow line. Nasha says pirush. What's the explanation? The Rivan says. Sam shemeser esaser. It's a poison that removes the hair. Vahasach libenu, and one who like anoints himself from this. Ina tamech sear beguvet. They do not grow hair on their body anymore. So this person, it's usually made these pieces to take it to take off the hairs of the body. This person, when he took hairs off his head, he was so upset, stuck his head to this thing. Here, someone died. He put it on his head. So he got 5. Malk, he gets 5 malk. Let's see the next Rivan. Va'isfinu v'basachas. Behem akaymas in 5 different spots. Right? It's not like he put it in 1 spot. So it's interesting. So Rivan's saying it's 5 different spots. Da'avalu heikrichas. So this will make it that it was automatically be 5 different baldings. U'b'chadasra and 1 warning. Now, why do you get 5 malk? Because Rivan explains. The kiva the bas achas ka'avid. Because since at one time he passed acts, at one time ka'avid he did it, my chazis, what do you see? The chayla hasra'a ahai etzba. Why do you see that this should be placed as warning on this finger? Tzvei mahai, more than this finger. So we say it's interesting, God said, really got warned once. If I ask you, which finger did he get warned on? I don't know. Why should you say you only got one, even though you got one warning, but why should you assume that the hasra'a, the warning is on one finger more than the next. So we'll assume that one asra could go on all the 5 fingers.
Bracha.
If you do type fingers,
it's the same way bracha works. If you know, the bracha encompasses a lot of, yeah. Encompasses.
So you're right. If it would be 10 fingers, it would be 10 fingers. The Gemara's case was, it was 5 fingers. You're right. If it would be 10 fingers, you got 10 fingers.
What if you want on hands? Why is the Rivan saying that they're going on?
No, really, that's the Gemara's case. You're not saying the Gemara's case.
You're not warning don't stick a finger in it. The Gemara's saying you're warning don't stick a finger in it.
If you do 1 finger, it's simple to me.
Don't stick your hand in it. And you stick 1 finger. So obviously, it's implicit that you have the warning be separated for each finger. It'd be equal. So why is the Rivan?
Now, first of all, the Rivan's saying the Gemara's case. It's really the Gemara's case. It said 5 fingers. It's not his case. Look at the Gemara's scenario. The Gemara's scenario said loy tzricha. The sach chamish etzpa isav nasha, that he anointed 5 fingers with this like poison. That's interesting because Rivan happens to say that you did it. The Gemara's case is you separated the fingers. The Rishonim talk about it, you separated the fingers. Put them in all together. It could be you're right. If the rabbi would have warned you, don't put your hand in. You put your whole hand together and did one. It could only be one. So Rishonim talk about it, you're right.
Then you're gonna make 1 spot.
Even though it was 1 big spot, and 1 warning. Even though it could be more than the shear, then it's gonna be considered.
Because even if they're separated, it's with an issue of time. It all happened at one time.
But Nachum, went, 5 separate bald spots also. It wasn't 1 big bald spot.
I mean, if you went like this, does it still count? Because it would be like different times? I mean, like, is it an issue of just one instance?
It would seem like over there also, it's right after the guy warned you, just go like this. I don't think it makes a difference.
Okay.
Could they be where the bald spot that made within that?
Together, you're right. If you do one and then 10 minutes later you do another one, you're right. Then it's a different story.
It's interesting because even according to some shittas of what the shear is, a finger is much larger than the shear. According to most shittas, 2 of the 3 shittas. or maybe even all of them.
Right, but you're right. But let's say
so even though you're having maybe two shears for each finger, you're still only getting five instances of malchus.
Yeah, that still comes out. It's coming out that each action
is done at once, we're saying. So it means each finger counts, like even though it's done, let's say you're doing ten shears.
It'll be one.
It becomes five malchus because it's five shears twice. But in a single act.
Yeah, but you see, we don't look at, for some reason over here, the way we look at it is, even though you're going to do more than one shear at a time, you'll get one lot. If you did even a few shear at once, you'll get one lot. You're right, that's what it seems when it's Kavar. You don't go, we don't count up a shear. You're right, I mean, that's what we're saying. Rivan, like, is saying you separate your finger. If you would have been all five fingers together and done it, even though it could have been a lot of shear, like we're going to say later, still you get one ister.
Yeah, just say each spot is a separate ister.
Only because you made different spots.
It's a different spot.
Right. Yeah. But if you make one big spot, but Rabbi Akiva was saying, even though this one spot has many shiurim in it, we're going to see later whatever the shiur is, two here is a dash, still you only get one ister.
So with Nazir, if he takes five straws with a wine, does he get five malkots because he's...
So you're right. Over there also, if you got one warning and then he drank, but that's not because they're different drinkings. Only five straws making it different drinkings. But also, how many times did he get warned? He got warned once.
As soon as he puts the thing in his mouth and he drinks the sheer of drinking, that's one, but then he's finished with that.
Right, I don't know if straws would separate it, so to speak. If you drink and then you stop drinking.
Because the hand is separated.
No, because over here the hand is over here because you're making different bald spots. Each bald spot's an ister. It wasn't so much because the hand. So since each finger is separated, that's why it's different bald spots. Good. So let's see the Rivan further. Now the Rivan has a question. Let's go back into Rivan. Vahastra is suffik loy mechashva. This is not called astra. We learned already in the Gemara earlier a warning on a doubt. If I'm not sure if the guy is chayiv, is not considered a good warning. Vahastra is suffik loy mechashva. It's not chashiv. It's not considered. It's not chashiv. It's not considered a hasra suffix in this case. Why? He's saying the hasra akulu etzbayis shatya umancha. He placed the hasra on all of them. In hasra suffix, I'm not sure if he can do A, B, or C. So I'm giving you a warning. Don't do A, B, or C. Over here, he's not right. So here also he's saying maybe I'm warning you. Don't do your index finger or your thumb or any of your fingers. So maybe also it's hasra suffix. Right? When I want, I see this guy stick his hand into the sam. I tell him don't make yourself a bald spot. So maybe it should be considered Asura's son, because I don't know which finger he's going to do. So he's saying over here it's not true. So over here I'm warning him on all of them.
Who asked for what's the next word?
Sadiya? Sadiya? The Asura Akula Atzpa is Kasra on all the fingers. Shadi Uman. Come into his place. His word was placed on all of them.
It was thrown out.
Thrown at place.
It landed on each one of the fingers.
Right.
That warning thing was thrown out to each one of the fingers.
Right.
It was landed
on each one. Good. Yes. So Shadi was thrown Uman on each finger. Right, and ula alter, and immediately mizbaraloi, it becomes clear to him im chayshish lhasrasa, if he worried, he cared about the warning, alai or not. So we see right away if you cared about the warning. So your five fingers are all directly connected to your warning. It's not like hasrasa stuff. Like I tell you, if you do this, if you do that, and there was no warning involved. It wasn't. There was no doubt involved. The warning, it was a clear warning. I said, don't do this action, which means I'm giving you a warning on all your fingers. So therefore, you don't get into the issue of.
Don't look into the fact of the multiple malchus possibly affecting the warning. Meaning the fact that now he's going to be high. If you're going to tell me if I do this thing, I'm going to be high one malchus, I might care. Malchus is very difficult, but I might care a lot more if you're going to tell me I'm going to be high five malchus. We don't look at it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's interesting that wouldn't make a suffix asra. That we're not including as a suffix asra. But it's a major component of the warning. Meaning, you know, the guy that he's not aware of having five malchus on him.
But that's what we're saying. He is because he understands.
No, but it says that he's aware.
It's placed on him.
It's placed on him. Plus, he doesn't know that he's going to be high five times.
Okay. So he should maybe learn the Gemara Matzah and stuff. I guess that's what
we're holding at. It doesn't matter. Right?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if
he threw off the warning. And that's it.
We're saying automatically, that's what it becomes. So if he didn't understand the warning, you're right. This person could not necessarily understand the warning. But still, this is the warning. The warning was on all your fingers. Right. It went on all of them. Meaning, we're saying here, your warning was on all of them. He should have understood. Really, the person told him, don't. I guess it's interesting. It could be the person that didn't really understand what he was being warned. But still, he'll get five malchus.
He being warned.
No, usually we're
he's
mocking on
five
here.
Five.
He that he has to know what his warning is.
Yeah, but I warned him, don't make a bald spot. So, yeah. Right, it could be he didn't understand clearly. In this case, then it's coming out interesting. He, even though he didn't understand clearly about exactly what his warning was on, how many, that is really multiple warnings. Okay, you're right. He understood the warning. You're saying it's interesting because he didn't understand that it was multiple warnings.
Earlier in the Gemara Malachos, like if he's warned on something that's lighter,
right.
If he's warned on something that's heavier and he gets something lighter, it's okay. But if he's warned on something that's heavier, it's not okay.
Right.
It's not considered a warning. Here we're saying it is a warning.
Right, he's saying it's interesting. He's saying that it comes out that even though he understood he got a warning, but even though he didn't understand this multiple warnings, that's going to bother us. We're okay with that. You're right, it's a chiddush.
It is, a big chiddush.
Yeah, even. Good. Yeah, very good. Now comes the Gemara and asks, what's the shear? The Kama shear karka, right? We're talking about you get it, is it rice, you get malchus for bowling. What's the shear for this? Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna says, Kedei she'ira emei raisha. In order that you should see from his head. What does that mean? Let's see the Rivan. Should see his head. She'ira'e, that you should see mi basar rosh arum. You should see the flesh of his head, meaning the skin. Arum, like naked, you could see it, that it's clean, there's nothing on it. That's what is the shear. Now, what's the shear? I still don't understand the shear. Anybody understand? What's the shear exactly?
How big the spot is.
Oh, so we're trying to say how big the spot is, but what's the shear we're giving?
That you can perceive the scalp. You can see the scalp.
Oh.
It's not a defined measurement.
Oh, good. It's not a defined measurement. But still, are we saying that I have to look close up?
Yes.
Which means we're being more lenient. We're saying, unless you could see it from close up, you're not chayav. Or are we saying, you have to see it from far away? Which means we're being... If you're saying it from far away, we're being more lenient. Right. Are we saying, if you look close up, so we're being stricter with you. We thought, if I could look closely, I see it. Then you're chayav, right? Let's say I can't see it from far, I can only see it from close up, or we're saying no, only if I see it from far back, right? Being lenient on you. So Ritva brings this to Machlokes Rishai. Ritva was the later Rishai. He says Machlokes had to understand this Gemara. Is the shita being more lenient, or is it being more strict? What do you say?
Well, they're also mentioning something about a cursory glance.
What?
A cursory glance, namely if you're just glancing at it. And you see it.
From what distance?
There's a say. I'm looking at the footnotes.
Right, this is Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva brings the Machlokes Rishonim. How to understand. He brings the Machlokes Rishonim.
Oh, from afar, with a cursory glance.
Who says that?
From afar, fine. There is Rishonim. The Rishonim brings. The Ritva brings. There's two Pshatim. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. How to understand the Gemara. Is the Shita really being strict, or are they being lenient? Do you have to look close, or you have to notice it from far? So we're being much more lenient than him. That only if we see the spot from far. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, what this shear is exactly. Fine, so that's the shear of Rav Huna. Let's see, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi, a second opinion. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, gris. Like the size of a gris. What's a gris? It's like something like a bean. Now, how much is a gris? So what does that mean? Which bean is this? So, how much is a gris? Anybody knows how much a gris is? So really, what is that exactly as a gris? A gris, they say these days, is a little bit bigger than a penny. A gris is going to be a little bit bigger than a penny. That's how much a gris would look like. Well, it's a little bit bigger. It's around... What? No, American. That's the only thing that exists.
A shekel?
So. No, not a shekel. It's bigger. It's a penny. A penny is different than a shekel. It's different than 10 agorot. It's a penny. A little bit bigger than a penny. That's the closest thing to a shear of a gris. That's the place I can say. If you want to know what a gris is... Fine. So we're going to say, fine. So he says that, fine. So what are we saying over here? Kugris, which means the mission in the garden they speak about, it means it's about 36 hairs. It's like an area you have 6 hairs by 6 hairs. If you have 6 hairs by 6 hairs, a square area of 6 by 6 hairs, 36 hairs, that's going to be the size. So if you want to know how many hairs you have a lot of hairs. Each gris has 36 hairs. So that's how much he has to shave off in order to be chayiv. So he's giving an amount. He's not just saying it depends on how it looks. He's giving an amount according to Rabbi Shimon. We're giving an amount. Now, in this case, we usually we don't read the parentheses in the Gemara, but in this case, we're reading the parentheses.
What's interesting is basically the end of your finger. Because the end of your finger, like the point, if you were to take your fingers and go like that, that would be about a penny size.
Depends. No. Depends the size of your fingers.
I don't understand. Like the edge, like
yeah,
could be. You make a fingerprint.
Yeah, could be.
So it would be the size of a penny.
Yeah. So now, in this case, we're going to read the Bachpas says we read the parentheses. Usually, we don't read parentheses in the Gemara. In this case, we read the parentheses.
They say it's high 5 times. So if this is the biggest shear we're going to use,
why is it the biggest shear? We're just giving an example that it happens.
The biggest shear that we use. The other shears are smaller. All the other shears are smaller than that.
How do you know a little smaller?
No, the one is the length bigger.
Little smaller.
So this ends up being the biggest shear.
We're talking about this time. It could be a bigger shear.
But to make it, the base is considered a more. No, but of course we know how much a grist is.
We know that they talk. They already have mishnayos to tell us. We're not going by a grist. Grist doesn't mean a penny. It means a turn and beat. We know the mishnayos already explained to us the size of it. It's 36 here. Saying we're not making going. There's no today's by beitzah. There's today's eggs and there's those eggs. There's no today's grist. I don't have a grist. If you have a grist in your wallet. I'm not going by today's grist. It's going by the grist from then was beans and
well. You have northern white, you have pintos, you have kidneys, you have lentils. We already talked about lentils.
Fine, let's continue over here in the Gemara. So let's see Kitanai. Let's see the Gemara. So over here we're going to read the parentheses. Kitanai. Kama shir karcha. How much of the amount, what's the shear of a bull? It's about kagris. Like they say, or they spring there for Rav Shimon Elazar. Kagris, the master of Rav Shimon Elazar says, the gris, that was the first. Which means, what I'm saying, this machlokes, which seems like a machlokes Amar Rem, is really a machlokes Tanayim. That's what it means, it's Kitanai. So Rav Shimon Elazar says, the gris, Acherim Aymrim, others say, Kadeshi Ra'e Meroishai, that you should see it from your head, which we said earlier, either could be from far or from close. So far we have two opinions. What's the shear making a bolt spot? I'm Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva comes and says, think about Tlasa tonight. You think there's only two Tanaim arguing, either it's the size of a grist, or the size you could see the bald spot on his head. Really, Tlasa, it's really a three-way argument. Tlasa tonight, it's a three-way argument. Chad Omer, one says Kikris, which we spoke about already, right, with Rav Shimon Elazar. The Chad Omer, one says Kadesh Yira Amir Rasha. And one said, we said that was the Akhir, which says that you should see it from his head. The Chadimer, you have a Chadimer, what does the third person say? Kishtei Sairas. Two hairs. That's the shear. The shear is two hairs. So you could say that it's really a three with machlaikas of two hairs. However,
it's only two hairs, how can you even tell?
So it's not, according to the shear, you don't have to tell. You're right. He's arguing. He holds even two hairs. They saw him cutting. Yeah, they saw him shaving it off. Let's say. Let's say they saw. They were able to see it. They saw him taking a razor and they checked and they took a.
They took pick up the two hairs from the sink.
You're right. It is hard to see. You're right. It is hard to figure it out a little. But I guess you're right. They figured out something. You're right. It is a little difficult to figure out two hairs. Well, it could be he took off more than that. He has to take off at least two hairs. But I'd say. You're right, in a case where he took exactly two hairs, it's a little bit hard to realize it. But usually the guy probably was shaving, took out more than two hairs. But you're right, it is hard to exactly two hairs. So now the Ika, the Mapik, there are those, the Mapik, they take out this Shita that said Shtei Sairas, right, two hairs, Uma'ayel, and they break up, they put it in the Shita of the Ka'adasha, right? I mean, there's not really three opinions. You're telling me there's three opinions.
There is three opinions.
Sorry. Correct. I was saying we should.
The third opinion.
Correct. What's the third opinion? We're saying you put it in the Kadosha, meaning we have the first opinion that said that it was going to be like a grist. The next opinion said you have to see it from far. Mm-hmm. The third opinion says either it's two ways of saying it seems to be it's the same shear, either the size of a barley or the size of two hairs, which mm-hmm. Seems to be we're saying it's the same shear. It's not an argument. It's just two ways of explaining the same shear.
That's what you think it is.
That's what I'm saying. He's my shit. They take out Shtei Sairas. They put in.
Okay, but maybe it's a whole new Shita.
Did you say?
Why do you say that it's the same? It's the same size. Why can't it be a whole new Shita? There's those that say the Shita.
Sorry. It's not.
And those that say
you're right. Correct. It's not the same opinion. You're right. It's not two ears. It's going to be a little more. It's going to be two rows of ears. Right, I read it wrong. It's going to be two rows of it.
Barley?
Agadash or lentil. A lentil. That's what he's saying. Same here. Somebody will take out the sheet of Al-Kadash. Now, how do I know which sheet to take out? I seem to be here, I have three opinions. Right? One sheet that told me Kagris. Another sheet that told me that you should see it from far. And a third sheet that was telling me Shtei Sires. Now, you're telling me, some people say that the third sheet is wrong. And it's not the lentil. It's not two hairs, but it's a lentil. How do I know that's the sheet that you're switching? You're coming along and telling me the third sheet that one of your sheetas are wrong. How do I remember to keep the first two sheetas and just say the third sheet is the one that's changed? How do I remember that? It's confusing. I have three sheetas here. And he's like, by the way, some people switch one of the sheetas for they switch a lentil with two hairs. Maybe they switch another opinion. Right? Maybe they switch another opinion. So what's v'simanach? The simon to remember, right, is the following. V'heres kagris. Remember that the halacha, which it says in the Mishnah, that in order for Baharis to be considered a taras that's going to be problematic, has to be that the Baharis has to be the size of a gris. Umichya, the healthy flesh in the middle, has to be the size of ka'adash. Right? We know if you have taras, it's fully white. It could be it's not taras. In taras, in a Baharis at least, has to be the outside is white, and the inside is healthy skin. What do you say, Rabbi?
I thought the way to remember it is that if you have a herit, which is it's diseased skin, that it would require removing more hair because it would be naturally bigger, and it's harder to remove hair from healthy skin.
Could be it's a nice shot, but the Rabbi doesn't say it. He said referring to a Mishnah in Nigal. It could be. I'll just read the Rivan says Nerub Shah. Hey, it's a nice Shah. But the Rivan says Nerub Shah.
From the Kohen.
From the Kohen, yeah, because he wants to Tsaras.
Save that, right?
You don't know how to do it.
So that's the thing. Meaning, how do I know which case to substitute? What's the third case you tell me that halacha is really two Tsaras? That you're putting in the halacha of the size of a lentil? Which sheet am I replacing? So the simon is that you know in a baharis, you know the halacha is that the baharis, this white spot has to be the size of a gris. And the healthy side has to be like adasha. Meaning what? Meaning I'm going to keep the shita of gris and keep the shita of adasha.
Right.
Which means don't replace the shita of adasha with the shita of gris. Don't do that. Because I want to keep the shita of gris and keep the shita of adasha. So the way to remember is because in a taras you need both. You need to have that it's going to be the size of the baharis to be the size of a gris,
yes.
And the healthy is the size of a lentil. So you know I'm going to need to have both of these things.
And the other shita wasn't a thing. It was just looking at it.
Oh, that's what Yvonne says. So Yvonne speaks out that maybe how do I know not to confuse? Maybe you're replacing the shita of a lentil with the shita of seeing it from far. I don't know. I said that's simple to me. I wouldn't confuse it because that wasn't a sheer b'chal. That was just like a very different thing of each person. It was like something that you could see from far. You can't see from far. I would have confused it that you're switching something you're giving a sheer of like a lentil, right, for a different sheer. So either I would think you're switching it for the sheer of the gris.
One's an appearance. One's an accurate measurement.
Correct. One's an appearance. So I wouldn't confuse it that this is you're getting a measurement. Nachon. I wouldn't think you're confusing it with that case. So I would have only thought you're confusing it with gris. That was the only thing I would think you're confusing it with. So therefore, the way to remember it is, in order for taras to be taras, you need to have, it has to be baharis kagris, and irik adash, you need a gris and an adasha there. So therefore, we're going to keep the shita of gris, and have the shita of adasha. It must be replacing the shita of shtei saris of two hairs.
How do we hold?
What do you mean?
How do we hold inside?
Kagris.
Kagris?
Usually we hold kagris. That's what it seems like. We hold kagris. It has to be kagris.
Because we see later on that
Rabbanan
folds by two hands.
It seems like from here we hold Kagris.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but it seems like.
It's a different topic than when we try to join them together. Did we end up succeeding in joining them together? The Pharisee tried to join them together. I mean, the Gemara tried to join them together. There's a machlokas on whether or not you join the Brisa of Shabbos with the Brisa with the understanding of the two heads and
the bowl. So the question is, did we succeed in joining it together or not?
So we'll see what this is. Right now, it seems like that's halacha. You can look up the halacha if you want by the little dollar. On Saudi Gemara, bring that way to look it up. Fine. And the in Mishpat. And all Gemara's have. So let's see the Rivan. Amar Yehuda bar Chaviva, Pligi bar Tlasi Tanai. Yehuda bar Chaviva is the three Tanaim argue. Ika de Mapik, there are those that take out Shtei Saris, meaning they take out a third cheetah that said the shear is 2 hairs. Uma'ayel, and they bring up, they put in Ka'adasha, the shear of like a lentil. The simarach, what's the simen? Meaning, what do I need a simen for? The loitem, but don't say mape kagris, take out the shita of that said kagris. Uma'ayel, bring up, put in the shita of Ka'adasha. So, what's the simen? The simen is, comes around telling Mishnazu. It's a Mishnah. What's the simen? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bahares kegris. Umechei kadasha. So here also, the hachanam, and here also, the shiurei karcha, by the different shiurin in making a bolsat. Ika kegris, there is a shita of kegris, that shita remains. Uchadasha, there's also a shita of adasha. Mahashti adina, so now we know, the loy afikra, don't take out elashtei saris, only the shita of 2 hairs. What should I take out? Take out the shita, only take out the shita of 2 hairs. Replace that with the shita of like a lentil. Now, he says what he said. Now, maybe I would confuse it with the case of Yira Meirashai. Right? Maybe I would confuse it with this case. So what did he say? He says, the Yira Meirashai, because the case of that the shita that held, you see it on the person's head, the bowl spot, lo yav etzricha lafuke. I wouldn't have needed to take it out, that shita. The Shabuhula de Rekula. The Ain Zeh Shir Katsuf. Which means this is equal to everyone. I mean, we're not arguing in this case. He's saying the Ain Zeh Shir Katsuf. This is not a Shir. It's not an amount. It's not an amount. The other ones were Shitas were amount. The Shir of Kagris was an amount, and 2 hairs were amounts. I thought you would confuse it with Kagris. But here, I'm not going to confuse it with that Shita of Yerber. I'm not going to confuse it with the Shita of Yerber Reisha. By saying that this year everyone's arguing on, right? Well, for sure we're arguing on that year. For sure, I'm not trying to replace that year, because what are you saying? The shavuhula divrei kulam. Everyone agrees we're arguing with that year. We're not going with that year. The end of this year because it's not a set amount. So for sure, we're not going with that year. We are arguing with someone who did give some type of shear to us. That's what we're going to be arguing on. Well, we'll stop over here. Ach, Shem Shkech. Chabetz Chaim. Chabetz Chaim. Chabetz Chaim. Chabetz Chaim tomorrow. Important to ask tomorrow. We're doing Chazara. 9:45 till 10:45. And then 10:45 till 11:30. We're going to prepare the next disc Gemara Rila, which we're supposed to do today, till the two dots. And 11:30, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll go over the Gemara, maybe Rav Nassim will speak. We're not sure yet. As of now, so 9:45 sharp to 10:40 till 10:45 is Chazara, 1 hour of Chazara. It's Wednesday, and then 10:45 till 11:30, 45 minutes of reading this Gemara with the Moya Play Zug. Try to get to the two dots tomorrow.
We got to the two dots.
Keep on going. Try to keep it. Rebetzin Rila on. Try to finish the Mesechta before Pesach. So keep on chugging along. Put in more time, extra time. If we could start on time, the Gemara would be also helped. Try to do halacha until 9:45. We already start the Gemara. 9:45.
Yeah. We should write that on the board.
So write it on. Yeah. Fine.
Rabbi Shai,
I just got what's it?
Sure, today is
nothing
like that.
Fine.
Rabbi,
so, Yishai Tzavai is not coming. He knows. He's the main. Yishai is not coming.
Okay. When do we record tomorrow?
11:30. I'm not sure. I don't know from either. We'll get here or not. I'm not sure who. Okay. Someone will be here 11:30. That's
no, but so you're not recording tomorrow?
I don't know. 11. We're switching to 11:30 because there's no 11:30.
We haven't confirmed it yet.
It's good. As of now, it's going to work out. As of now, but it's Hashem. So we'll do some shir. We'll do some chazara. And if you finish chazara, if you're ready, chazar. Whenever you finish chazara, go to the next one. Try to keep on moving. So as Hashem, eventually try to finish. Really, we have another few weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, Baz Hashem, to try to get to the end of the Masechta, to try to keep on moving. Put in extra time, it's not going to hurt you.
Chafetz Chaim.
We'll see the Chafetz Chaim. Baz Hashem. Next Masechta, we'll see. It's coming soon. So let's see, we're going to try to continue over here. We're going to try to continue now and then finish off the first chapter in Shaar HaZechira. In this Shaar, we'll try to go through the first chapter. So, the Gemara Yushalmi says, famous Mishnah Yushalmi, the first Mishnah in Peah, Yushalmi. Very famous Mishnah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. What does it say? Talmud Torah connected Kulam. The Talmud Torah is equal to doing all the mitzvahs. One word of Torah is equal to fulfilling all the 613 mitzvahs. That's the famous part of the Mishnah. What's the less famous part of the Mishnah? It also says, Lashon Hara connected Kulam. People don't like that one. But it says, Lashon Hara connected Kulam. The same Mishnah. It says that someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it says, if they transgress the entire 613 mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs. That's the Mishnah said. No one likes that part. You have to believe him. But that's the Mishnah. Now the Chafetz Chaim asks, why is it so strict? What's to understand? How do you understand why is Torah connected Kulam and Lashon Hara connected Kulam? What's the pshat? Why are they so high up on the list? What's the pshat that they're connected Kulam? So he explains that just like we find in the physical, let's say you have fire, water, right? You have fire, wind, water, and earth. So you find certain things can blow away other things. You can have a fire that could consume a lot of gashmis. It could burn up in a few seconds a lot of gashmis, right? You can have a wind, which could blow down in 2 seconds, blow down a building. You could have a hurricane that could break. There's a Pazgah that says, and a Malachim, Allah, your test Pazgah says, a big wind comes and breaks apart mountains, it breaks these huge rocks. Same also, in spirituality, works the same way. How does it work? What's a more powerful mitzvah in spirituality and less bad? So a mitzvah like lulav and shofar, which are very big mitzvahs, but since they involve, you need to also do use the physical to fulfill the mitzvah.
What was the first one you said? Shofar,
lulav, tzitzis. Many mitzvahs, you need to do the mitzvah with something physical. You can't do the mitzvah without, you have to take a lulav, you got to take a branch, you need to put something, you need to take something clothing. You need to get involved with the physical. Right? However, Torah is much higher. Why? Because anything we do with speech and tefillah is higher. Why? Because why is it much higher? Because it's all spiritual, it's all speech. Speech is spiritual, it's not a physical thing. So therefore, it overpowers and overrides all the other mitzvahs that you need to come in contact with something physical. So it says, therefore, Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam because it's fully spiritual. Talmud Torah is fully spiritual. So therefore, it's only spiritual, that's why it's so high on the list. That's why it's connected all the mitzvahs. It says, so too, we have to realize. Since we're working with speech. Lashon Hara also, just coming from the speech, has the flip side. Also all spiritual. And you're taking the highest thing, the speech, which is all spiritual. Right?
Where would tefillah be in there? Would that be like spiritual also?
It's pretty spiritual, tefillah.
So I mean, that's also coming to you know, the list where it says coming to shul early and so forth. Well, that's coming. Or the yuen
tefillah. But tefillah also is very high. It's very high on the list. In the Mishnah, it doesn't bring it as high as Torah, but it's also high on the list for the same reason that it's very spiritual. It's also speech. It also has to do with the tongue. So therefore, when we speak Lashon Hara, we should speak with our tongue, we speak to our mouth. Also, it's on the flip side. We have to be very careful. Especially about the, like the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Zohar that speaks about we're contaminating our spiritual. Maybe the most spiritual thing we have is our mouth, that we can speak, that we're able to speak. So by speaking Lashon Hara, we're contaminating it. And he said, therefore, it's such a bad Avera, because we're actually taking something's speech, which is so high, and we're ruining it with the speech, taking something totally spiritual. So therefore, the damage is much worse than damaging something physical. If we don't do a mitzvah avera in the physical, so it's a lower level, because it has to do with the physical, still in the physical world. The damage is not as great. But once we're dealing with something totally spiritual, and we're contaminating it, that's very bad. He said, there's no greater damage on high that can be done like this. And he said, the damage on high is very strong and very great. And therefore, the punishment also is going to be keneged kulam. The punishment also is going to be keneged kulam. As if a person transgressed all 613 mitzvahs. Shabbat shalom. Help us. That's the Shabbat.